The TEA's budget proposal would cut $260 million, cuts that some groups say are needed with or without the coming budget shortfall. The Texas Public Policy Foundation's Bill Peacock argues something other than money is needed to improve the state's public education system.
We just put out some research at the Texas Public Policy Foundation showing that from 1987 to 2007, school district funding went up 142% after adjusting for inflation. So it's clear that Texas has made a concerted effort to put more and more and more money into public education, and yet we're not seeing results.
In the TEA's proposed budget, Education Commissioner Robert Scott said the cuts were made keeping in mind TEA's core mission of classroom education. That doesn't comfort Jody Smith.
We're really looking at some serious compromises in the supports available to students to do their best academically.
Smith is public policy director with Texans Care for Children, a child advocacy group. She says there are several cuts in the TEA's proposed budget that could affect students' academic success, even though cuts are to programs that fall outside instructional classroom time.
One of those is the Communities and Schools program, whose primary aim is dropout prevention. There is a significant cut to school lunch matching funds. And thirdly, there's a proposed cut to the regional educational service centers, who have a really important role in providing technical assistance to school districts.
Smith says you can't separate a student's performance in the classroom from that child's overall well-being, and doing so is not a realistic way to fund the system. The real concern, though, for Smith and other child advocacy groups is if TEA ends up with bigger budget cuts. Right now, if every agency slashed 10% from its budget, the state would save about $3 to $4 billion. That's a far cry from the state's total shortfall, forecast at more than $20 billion. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.